what it is.
Thank you very much. Freddy Tielemans, Brussels.
Well, if I were to listen to the European members, the members of the European Parliament, I mean, then Brussels would be renowned for its cuisine. But that the French don't like me to say. So I try to be very modest about it. Still, do believe me, we're a lot cheaper. And you'd probably leave the restaurant content. Now, I think Brussels, again, is a very strange city because our country has only been independent since 1830, which is a short period of time. And then when you come to my place, my town hall, you'd probably realise it's a 15th century building. And it's full of history, although the French, again, tried to spoil it by bombing the city, you know. But we managed to retain the essentials of the building. It's a city of culture, strangely enough, because probably we're at a crossroads of several things, and in particular, the Germanic approach of culture and the Latin approach of culture, and we mix it to such an extent that nobody understands us because we even do it in our dialect. We're bilingual. I was born bilingual. I've never known what language I first spoke. Probably helped me in speaking other languages with the times. But I think, and there's one thing I totally agree with, which John said earlier about Barcelona. My city used to be a very provincial city and was quite comfortable for that, but a bit boring. And so we introduced the idea of feasts in the streets. And we have summer times, as the song goes, and we have winter times, and it's fantastic. And nowadays, people even from London come to Brussels for the winter market, because it's thriving, it's alive, it's cooking, it's fantastic. We introduced new ideas in terms of how you're going to entertain the people who come to see you. Brussels, I think, shows that it is not so much to make a city than probably to keep it alive and thriving. I'm very much afraid, but I think we crossed the word out of our vocabulary, that sometime, somewhere, an architect from Washington or something said a Brusselization, which was very, very negative. And we've stopped that, which doesn't mean that we're not going on with building new buildings where necessary. But we've come to understand that the city grows from itself. You can't truly, and I have not known of many cities that truly became something very, very lively on a basis of a very cool approach. I think you need small streets, you need dead-end streets, a cul-de-sac, as they say in English, which is a French word, of course. And I think that that is something we understood, and in particular, if I may speak a bit of the future, we are about to launch a strong program in Brussels to rebuild parts of the city that used to be industrial and are now open grounds. The main thing I insist upon talking to the architects was, chaps, do remember that the height of buildings has something to do with humanity. That the way you build your streets, it has something to do with human beings. The way you bethink your parks and your public transport has something to do with humanity. And if the Romans never built more than 4 stories, it's not because they could not do better, but because they came to realize that that was approximately something you can take on. And I think that's a good lesson. And that sets us back to the past you were mentioning and our traditions and our roots, I suppose.
Thank you very much indeed. Enrique Peñalosa.